Spinning Dog, Spin to Win.
Hi, my dear saddened by disapproval listener. I am your slightly saddened but not disheartened host, Shefali. I am now about a month-old podcaster. I published the first episode of The Spinning Top on October 27, 2020. Now, about a dozen episodes later, I want to thank everyone who has listened to The Spinning Top, subscribed to it, or followed it, or given me any kind of feedback. You see, I had never heard my own voice before, and truthfully, I am not head over heels in love with it either. But I wanted to talk about the small and big things that affect both you and me. I thought that letting you know that I, and by extension of that logic, some others could be spinning just the same and covering the same gravelly terrain. I wanted The Spinning Top to connect the real me to the real you. It connected. It did what it was supposed to do. You wrote to me with honest feedback, both positive and negative. You told me that you love the simplicity of the thoughts that flow through my podcast and that you like my energy and the subtle humor that lines the episodes. And you also asked me, to slow down my pace, asked me to increase the pauses, and I have been trying to incorporate all that since. I hope I am doing a good job of working on your feedback. Most of you, friends, associates, colleagues, even my art clients, reverted to tell me that they like what I talk about and how I talk about it. And I really can't thank you all for cheering me on. Then more recently, I spoke to a friend who thought that I was talking about little things that go wrong in life when there were bigger things that I could be talking about. And that people go through such serious struggles, and instead of speaking about them, I was speaking about burnt tea and smashed bulbs. He was shocked to hear that I could do silly mistakes and that I was so absent-minded. In fact, he sounded slightly hurt. He didn't want to hurt me, so he didn't want to tell me that he wasn't okay with The Spinning Top. And that dilemma, whether he should tell me that he didn't like it, or he shouldn't, translated to slight pain in his voice. It was that sliver of pain which hurt me the most. I agree with him in spirit, and I believe that I have indeed hurt him by displaying a side of my personality that is a far cry from the Shefali he knew from his interactions with me. I felt sadness well inside me. I don't want to hurt anyone through this podcast of mine. I only want to connect and to be real. And the real me is dented, painted, dented again, repainted, fractured, and full of imperfections. I bungle up stuff, I cry, and yet when I'm required to be strong, I try to be the strongest I can be. Because this is who we are. We might be the uncracked perfect beings who don't get swayed by little things, but only until we are flung against a rock that smashes us to smithereens. And then we try to pick our pieces up, gathering dust and gravel along and leaving a few little pieces behind. And then we start spinning again, not as perfectly as before, a little wobbly perhaps, but we spin. I am spinning too. I wobble a bit, miss out a thing or two, and look a lot different from what I used to when I was brand new. So you see, this dear friend of mine finds it difficult to accept an erring Shefali as the Shefali he knew. And this Shefali feels saddened by his disapproval, and yet she can only spin the way she can. The way he can only spin the way he can. And my dear listener, you can spin only the way you can. We have our own terrains to cover, and we become what we do. We change as we go spinning, bouncing, dashing, smashing. Depending on whether you know me as an instructional design mentor or as an artist writer, you would have different expectations of me. And if you've known me as the former, the Spinning Top could destroy your image of me. But only if you didn't allow yourself to think of me as a person who extends beyond my classroom. My dear listener, if you know me from life, and if the spinning top makes you uncomfortable, it's because of its choices of topics, or because of its edgy and satirical nature, or even because it shows me as a goofball, I want to ask you to hang on and keep spinning with me or without me. I want to confess that I'm not perfect. In fact, as I say in the trailer, I'm imperfection incarnate. I live life in all its colors and I feel everything, small and big. I am not a preacher. I don't know enough to preach. I don't talk about things that I don't feel or understand. But I feel thankful for every moment that falls into my lap. And I gather it up with reverence, trying to spend it in the best possible way. Sometimes I fail. I waste my precious gift of time. But I teach myself not to fret over wasted moments and spent tears. Even though I can't eliminate it, I definitely try to reduce the wastage of time. You see, I try. I try because I am human, and that is what I want to remain. I don't want to hurt your feelings for me, but I don't want to put myself in a straitjacket either. The serious Shefali is still alive and well, and you can connect with her through the Learning Lights podcast, which you can listen to at anchor.fm/learninglights. If you like listening to the imperfect artist-writer's thoughts, both inspirational and reflective, then please subscribe to or follow The Spinning Top on a podcasting app of your choice. Do leave a voice comment if you'd like it to feature on one of the upcoming episodes. Also, if you'd like to talk to me beyond the scope of this podcast, please find me at shefalianand.com. Before I leave you, here's the thought for today. Be what you are. Those who care for you will understand, though it may be later than sooner. Bye then, and have a wonderful day.